Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Leo Haviland back on the show. Leo has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 8 years. He's an outstanding Wall Street analyst. He's worked through all the major organizations just about in that world. And now we're proud that he's offering his erudite analysis of what's going of all things financial and economic these days. He wrote a book on the topic, Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street, and nobody does it better. He's our good friend Leo. Welcome back.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's an honor to be on your show.
It's good to have you back. So I love the way you posed a piece that you wrote recently about the different, and by the way, folks, this came out before. Of course, everything's evolving these days. Every 24 hours, we have a different take on things, the way the global response to the coronavirus is. But you wrote a piece about the cultural and natural phenomenon, and the fact that in the financial world, it's not always natural. Sometimes it's cultural. What do you think? Tell us about that. Explain your thinking on that, because I think that'll help people understand the responses that we're getting from the marketplace. What do you think?
Yes, because many persons, that, particularly in the current situation, are being very reactive, as of course they need to be. What are some of the consequences of it? You know, we had this great spring and summer where the global economy seemed marvelously sunny and the growth mm-hmm. was everywhere. And then, however, that built a culture of complacency, which can best be described for the U.S. stock marketplace as buy the dip. Mm-hmm. And that was persisting even when valuations were high by many measures in equities, where there were global signs of softening or slowing growth in China and India. Trade wars hadn't ended. Populist divisions existed. Budget deficits here were growing, and mm-hmm. others on the list. So
those things that didn't justify a Dow 29,000, is that what you're saying?
Well, the market does what it does, but certainly it was very vulnerable to changes in sentiment, and it would require, say, earning streams, and here I defer to the economic experts, it would have to be growing some more than they were doing actually in 2019, which were flat.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, forecasts for further growth in earnings, which means, say, economic performance for the economy, had been coming down before the coronavirus.
Yeah.
A lot of optimism, and when everybody thinks that, not everyone, of course, but when a great majority of people see only sunny skies ahead, it's time to wonder what could change it.
Well, exactly, and so... You, as you know, I mean, people write books, could write a volumes on what I don't know about Wall Street, but I do understand economics, and I understand policy, and the impact of that. And when I looked at Dow 29,000, I have a hard time believing that in the as quickly as it went from 20,000 to 29,000. I looked at the companies that they were valuing, and I didn't see that much difference in those companies. I didn't understand that, but I did see what the Fed was doing, and it just seemed to me that it was awfully inflated, and that there needed to be something that would give those people the Wall Street cover for selling off. It just seemed to me that they were waiting on something to give them cover, so it didn't just look like profit-taking. And I think coronavirus provided them with that. Is that too cynical, Leo? Am I being too cynical about that?
Well, there's an element of cynicism that's justified. The great Wall Street machine, particularly in equities, is designed to get people to buy and to come up with reasons for them to buy or hold on to things. Where were the warning signs, apart from coronavirus, mm-hmm. that were coming out in any significant sense from Wall Street? And there were some.
I want you to talk about that when we come back. But before we go to the break, I just want to point out one of the reasons for my cynicism, Leo, is the Dow going record down one day and record up the next day, over 2,000 in both cases. Tell me what that. How do you reconcile those two things at this time? And I'll get you to comment on that after the break. Tony Taylor, right back with Leo Haviland, his excellent analysis.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.